Let's tackle the story that we have been covering for some time. We were on the cutting edge of this, and we like to get ahead of the curve on stories like this, and we have been. And it's the story of some of the daycare providers in Michigan, the child care providers, home-based daycare providers who were forced into a government employee union with the assistance of the state. The state of Michigan set up this organization through Mott College up in Genesee County. And the providers who get a subsidy payment from the state suddenly noticed that their payments were reduced because money was being skimmed off of there and sent right to unions that now represent them. One problem, they say, we didn't want the unions to represent us. Well, the unions are seeing a couple million dollars a year out of this, and some of the providers are now suing. Those providers include Paulette Silverson of Brighton, Michelle Berry of Flint, and the lady on the other end of our line, Sherry Laura Potosky, who through Patrick Wright at the Mackinac Center took their case to the state Supreme Court yesterday. Sherry, with us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
You run a group home up there in the Potosky area, and you found out you were a union member when?
I found out I was a union member in December of 2009 when I received a letter in the mail that basically said, you're in a union and we're taking 1.15% of your income for union dues.
So you never got the card that asked you if you wanted to join?
No, sir.
Huh.
And neither did many others that I've spoken with.
Yeah, and yet 40,000 of you, and that's how many there are who provide this sort of service in our state, are now members of, is it the UAW and which other union?
Well, they formed a union, the Michigan Child Together's Union. I'm not quite sure of all the letters that are there. There's a whole bunch of them, and it's almost as confusing as how this is set up to work.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, the money ends up with the UAW.
And it's several million dollars a year. I mean, this isn't chump change here.
It's about $3.3 million a year.
Yeah. And so when you heard that the money was being taken out, and if each one of you individually, people will say, well, it's not that much money, but it's your money.
Well, and it wasn't the money that got me started. It was the fact that I opened my mail, and now I have a union. My business is in my home, okay? First, this is my home. Second, this is my business. And I just was very, very upset that the union would be in my home. Okay, that was initially where this drive came from, that this is not possible. I didn't open up my door to another organization.
It's your business. You don't work for somebody, right?
No, I don't. Well, I work for my parents. I have 12 parents here that I answer to, and I feel that they are my employers because they're the ones telling me how they'd like things.
Mm-hmm.
I am self-employed, yes, but I feel as if I work for my parents.
I understand that. You're providing this service for them, but you are basically running your own business. This is
I am a limited liability company in the state of Michigan responsible for my own taxes and my own insurance and you know, abilities.
Yeah, and to be a member of a union, you have to work for somebody, don't you?
Well, I would certainly think so.
Yeah. There has to be an entity representing you, and if you didn't ask for it. So I don't know who would negotiate on your behalf with the union, or who the union would negotiate with on your behalf.
On my point exactly.
So now what has happened here? You took this through the Mackinac Center. Did you contact them? What happened?
I did. Initially, I contacted different licensing divisions that I'm licensed through in the state of Michigan, all of which either shut the door in my face or told me that they were not allowed to discuss this.
Well, give me some examples. What happened?
Well, many years ago when I had met Jennifer Granholm at a training seminar, she had said she reads all of her mail. So my first thought was, okay, I'm going to send a letter to the governor and say, you know, this isn't right. I did send a letter. I sent it registered. There was no response. I contacted my licensing consultant. I contacted the Michigan 4C Council. And absolutely no one could speak to me. And the more that the door was shut, the more I became, I don't know, like a child. You keep questioning and questioning. And then it finally got to the point that this needs legal representation.
Mm-hmm. But do you have the feeling that this whole union representation issue was sort of, the way it strikes me is they figured they could push this through, and that all of you are so small individually that you wouldn't complain, that you wouldn't get together to complain about this.
Most definitely. That is exactly where I believe this stemmed from. They know that financially, most daycare providers, you know, you can't go and pay a retainer fee to an attorney, myself included. That there's nothing you're going to be able to do about it. In fact, those are exact quotes that I received from one of the offices in Lansing when I had contacted them, was, I'm sorry, there's nothing you can do about it.
Really?
So it was a matter of finding someone that had the expertise and the ability, and God bless the Mackinac Center, everything that they do. Otherwise, the door would have been completely shut. Even though there were many, many providers upset about this, you know, you can't do anything. Your hands are tied.
Did some of you providers, I'm sorry, start to talk to one another? Or was there a conversation within the community of providers?
Yes, there was a large group of providers.
Yeah.
However, many of them who felt they didn't want to be in the union, I think there was a little bit of a fear factor there. What might my state do to me? You know, might they do this? Might they do that?
Well, yeah, because you've got to be licensed through the state.
Yes,
so there's correct. The implied threat there, if nothing else, that your business could be somehow impacted if you challenge the status quo that they've created.
In fact, to my knowledge, businesses are usually licensed through the Department of Commerce and Economic Growth. In 2006, Jennifer Granholm converted all daycares. We are now businesses, but we are licensed by the Department of Human Services.
Which is interesting.
Oh, very interesting. That's, you know, but that's kind of how all of this has taken place, just in slow baby steps.
Well, that's the way it's always done, by so-called progressives.
Well, see, I'm learning, though. I'm a home daycare provider.
See, you're just a woman who's trying to do, run a little business up there and do the right thing, and you're finding out about high-stakes politics now, aren't you, Sherry?
Yes, I am, and I'm so glad. I've always based what I do on building a self-esteem, so when children go off to school, they're prepared for what I call a pecking order. I didn't realize that existed at the level that we are at now.
Yeah, well, but you're finding out, and this game is being played. It's a high-stakes game with a lot of money in there, in the pot, and in this case, $3.3 million. Let me ask you this. Did you run into any providers who were happy about the union coverage? Could you find any who said, yeah, I voted for that. I thought it was great.
No.
Really?
No, I did not.
There have to be some, though, don't there?
Well, we spoke at a conference a few weeks ago, and there were several women there wearing green T-shirts that said the UAW on them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to assume that they are providers that are pleased with it. However, I never even got a T-shirt, okay?
All right. Well,
I think my name, my address, somewhere got lost on the mailing.
Yeah, perhaps so. And the other question I've got for you is, how much money is taken out of your subsidy checks every year, would you say? Because I think it's important, because this is another part of, I think, the overall plan that was used to put this together. We mentioned how, well, you're not going to hire an attorney. You can't afford that. It's not worth
it.
How much money are you talking about? Because I think the other part of this may have been that people in power said, they're not going to miss this money. It's just a nickel a week or whatever.
Right. Well, some providers' business are based on, depending on where they're located, they may have all 12 of their children receiving DHS, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In which case, over the course of a year, they could be taking a $500 or an $800 hit for this expense.
Oh, really? It could be that much?
Oh, it could be. Myself, I'm located in an area where most of the parents are not receiving any type of subsidy. So for myself, this probably is not going to total $20 a year. As I said, it started out with, what gives them the right to think they can come into my home, all right? There's just no reason for it. There is no reason for it. And I'm not, so to speak, against unions. They have a place. But daggone it, this is my home. I pay for it, and they were not invited.
All right. Well, good luck with this. We'll follow it as it goes through the state Supreme Court. The appeals court rejected the suit without any explanation whatsoever.
Oh,
which was...
And that was even more angering, to think that court works for these children, my parents, and myself, and they would have the audacity after everything we've been through, to dismiss us without a comment, you know what? They're lucky I'm not picketing on their front porch.
All right, Sherry, good luck to you.